So you want to wrap up? We've come to the right place. Welcome to my podcast. I am Brenton Torrens and this is episode one. Today we're going to be talking about the mindset of a rapper. So we're going to jump right in. We're going to discuss that. We're going to be discussing a lot of important things that when it comes to how you view yourself as a rapper, what your mindset is as a rapper, and how you are when you're going for your goals and, you know, building up a career and doing that. So let's get into it. Yeah, yeah. So the first thing we're going to be talking about is confidence. So confidence is a really important thing when it comes to being a rapper and the mindset that a rapper has. So, you know, like how you are mentally, what you're thinking, what you're saying to yourself, how you're talking to yourself, you know, all of that stuff, that's really important. And you know, like that's definitely important, because you know when you're rapping, you're going for your goal and you're going for success. You know, it's you know you're with yourself, and you got to get yourself there. So you got to do it. So that's important. So you know, always supporting yourself, backing yourself up. You know, saying positive things, thinking positive things. That's huge as well. If you want to achieve success, you know, you're on your side. You got to do that. You got to lift yourself up. So, you know, and yeah, so the things like that is like what you think in your thoughts. So, you know, you don't want to be thinking doubt. You don't want to be thinking negative stuff, pessimistic stuff. You don't want to be thinking that, because that really gets in the way and that drains you. And that really, that doesn't help you when you're, that will not help you as a rapper. So, and with you going to build it up and get to that level. So what you're thinking, and you know, and like these things come up as well. You know, they're gonna come up, and also with having a mindset of a rapper as well, it's being strong when those things come up. So you know, if you catch yourself in some doubt, you catch yourself in some negativity, you know, it's up to you. You pull yourself out. You got to be strong, especially in this field. You know, in this industry. When it comes to music and rap, you know, you definitely got to be strong. So, you know, if you like doubt, whatever, feeling negative, you know, like it's okay to feel that, but you know, don't be stuck in it. You know, feel it, whatever, and then you know, be strong, get yourself out of it, and yeah, keep moving. That's what it's about. So, you know, what you're thinking to yourself, what you're saying to yourself, you know, you want to have a positive message to yourself. You know, when you're working, writing tracks, you know, getting better, improving, you want to be positive, and, you know, just really don't be too hard on yourself, you know, make progress, continuously make progress, and, you know, encourage yourself, like, always be encouraged. That will help with being a rapper and having a positive mindset with rapping and when you're going for that too. Yeah. Another thing with confidence as well is, yeah, confidence, confident mindset, you know, what you're going for with that. And, you know, confident is, you know, being confident as well is you knowing that you're not going to let that stuff get you down. You're not going to let the doubt get you down. You're going to back yourself up as you're going for, you're going to back yourself up as a rapper. So, yeah, that's important. Yeah, and confident. Another thing with confidence as well is you, like, it's the main skill that you have as a rapper. You know, that is, you won't be able to be a rapper without confidence. You know, you're gonna need it. You're gonna have to learn it. You're gonna have to master it, because that is what, as a rapper, that is what you use. That's the main thing that is going to get you to where you want to go. Being confident. So that's what you use when you get on stage. That's what you use when you're rapping in front of crowds. When you're rapping in front of other people. When you're making music, you're confident. You know you sound dope. You know you sound great, and that's the message that you have to instill. That's the message that you have to get for yourself. And when you're working on your mindset, that's what you're having, you know. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about when I'm saying, you know, thinking positive things, saying positive things, being positive, like not going hard on yourself, you know, that's what it's all about. So yeah, I think that's those are some great things for confidence. So definitely do that. Do that, practice that, all of that. All right, the next thing I want to talk about is having thick skin. So, you know, having thick skin as a rapper is really important. That goes with confidence as well. Because, you know, having thick skin, that's dealing with criticism, that's dealing with feedback, that's dealing with what people have to say, what they think. And, you know, and just being okay with that and not letting that affect you in a negative way or letting that stop you. You know, because, like, if you're affected by all of that stuff, you know, it's gonna mess with you and it's not good. So I've definitely had battles with that too. Like, you know, what people think of my music, you know, and people like having a say, and like, you know, it can be tough, it can be hard. And you know, like, I found it hard sometimes, but, you know, I just didn't, like, I really just didn't, I didn't let it affect me too much, you know, just kept strong. And, you know, I kept doing what I've always been doing. And that's the advice, you know, you keep doing it. You keep doing it, and you keep doing it. That's what this is all about. So, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, and that's the thing as well. And when you get that, like, having thick skin is when you're also learning. So another thing with that is learning. When as a rapper, you are continuously learning. You are, you know, you're always evolving. You're always progressing. So you gotta know that as well. So you gotta know that. But when you get the feedback and the criticism, that's you put that in learning. And like, if it's something that can make you better and help you improve, then yeah, definitely take that on board. You know, and if someone has taken the time to give you that to help you improve, then yeah, definitely take that on board and appreciate that. And, you know, a mindset you can get is you're thinking, like, a thing that's not good is letting yourself, like, you know, you get the feedback and the criticism, but you let it get to you. You know, you're obsessed about it, you think about it, and you let it, like, get you down, and that's not good. So, it's not good. Yeah, you don't want to let it get you down. So you want to, and that's what I mean too. If it's like real positive feedback, real good feedback, that is good. You take that on board. You know, you're not going to feel bad about that. Hey, because help you get better. So see that as something that helps you get better. And it is never bad to get better. It is never bad to get better and improve. And that's definitely what's awesome about this, you know, this music, because, like, that's what we get to do. We get to do this, and we get to get better, and it always improve every day. So that's exciting. That is exciting, yeah. Yeah, and then that also goes for the other side as well. Like, if the feedback isn't positive, if the feedback isn't helpful, it's not going to help you improve and get better. There is no, like, you wouldn't take that on, would you? No. Like, if someone's just giving you hate, saying, like, you suck, or you can't rap, or you're terrible, or stuff like that, I mean, that's not giving you anything to use to improve. That's not giving you anything to help you get better. They're just putting you down. All right, they're just putting you down, and they're not, they obviously, well, who really cares what they think anyway? So they don't care, and they're just saying something negative to mess with you. So, you know, screw them, and don't give them anything. You don't take that on board. You just that's the stuff you don't take on board. So that's two types. You know, if it's positive feedback, that's what you want to use to get better. And if it's negative feedback, like just some hater or some person putting you down, not wanting you to succeed, don't screw that. Don't worry about that. You don't need it. It's not what you're going to use. We as rappers are going to ruin what we're doing. And yeah, so screw that. All right. So yeah, these are some great things, you know. Mindset, having a mindset of a rapper, you know, involves all of these things that we've been talking about. It's excellent. And yeah, these are all great things. So do these. Yep. So the next thing we're going to be talking about is how you view yourself. So this is great as well, because this, so as you got like the criticism and the feedback and all of that from other people, this and what that like that the other people say, this involves you. So this is all you and what you say, what you think. So how you view yourself is very important. If you're a rapper and you don't view yourself or see yourself becoming great or going for something great, that's not good. You gotta change that. If you're a rapper, so you know you're beginning as a rapper, you're a beginner, and you want to rap, you know, you gotta be committed. You gotta be 100% committed. You gotta be 100% dedicated. You've chosen rap because this is what you want to do. So if you're here, you're listening to this podcast right now, you're a rapper and this is what you want to do, you've got to be committed to that. You're either in or out. There ain't no halfway in rapping as a rapper. You know, this is what you choose. So, you know, before, you've got to be committed. And that's not to discourage. That's not to deter. It's just the truth and it's just the fact. So you definitely want to be committed and you want to be dedicated to that. So, and like, you know, and that's a good thing. I'm telling you this right now because that is a good thing, because, you know what to expect. Like, it's going to be tough, going to be difficult, going to be challenges. It's going to be work you got to do, got to be hours you got to put in, all of that. And that's why it's fun. That's why, me personally, that's why I get up and I do this every damn day. Every damn day. Yeah. I'm really getting into this. This is good. This is good. Woo! Yeah, so yeah. See, how you seeing yourself? So you got that, you know, being committed. Another thing of how you view yourself is, you know, you're viewing yourself as someone who is going to be a great rapper, someone who's going to stand out, be known in rap, hip-hop, someone that is, yeah, held at a high regard. That's what you're working for. You know, you're at the start, so, you know, don't worry too much about that. You know, get that along the way. So yeah, just really, you know, as a rapper, you're in it, you're committed to that, and you want yourself to achieve big things. So you want to go hard. You want to go hard with rapping. So yeah, that's good. Another thing as well is your perspective on where you want to go. So, knowing where you want to go with the rap, how far you want to take it, you know, enjoying the ride, having fun as you going through the experience. That's really good. So yeah, I'm going to move on to the next thing. So next thing is setting goals as a rapper. So this is great, you know, with rapping and like anything that is with success, but rapping is the main thing for this podcast and what we're talking about. You gotta have goals, you know. You gotta have goals, and that works with being committed as well. When you're committed to rapping, you're committed to rap. You gotta set goals. So, You got to have goals with your career, what you want to achieve, what you want to set out. And that's solely things that you're going to be doing. So practical things. So, you know, like having social media, Facebook, you're building up your Facebook, you're having a goal, you want to get your first 100 likes, you want to build up, and then you want to get your first 500, you want to get your first 1,000, etc., etc. Whatever. So, you know, setting milestones, setting points that you want to achieve, like doing releasing tracks on YouTube, releasing tracks on SoundCloud, releasing, getting on Spotify, stuff like that. So, talk about that later. But yeah, so like just building up your numbers and yeah, setting goals with that. And then like, yeah, even with an album, you know, like you want to, you got to set your goal to release your first album. And then like a mixtape, like doing your first mixtape, doing your first track, set a goal, go and do it. And then, you know, later on, you want to set goals to get opportunities, you know, like performing opportunities, performance. You know, getting gigs, working with other great rappers, you know, set those goals, set them and achieve them. Yeah. So yeah, and definitely you want to track and document your progress with your goals. You want to check your progress. So you always track your progress and set timelines, deadlines that you want to achieve it in, and track your results and document that. And that really helps too. That's a motivator, because you see how far you've come, you see how far you came, seen all your moves, all the stuff you've done and your progress, and that's really good to track it. And you set a timeline as well, because that helps, you know, gives you a bit of a push, bit of a challenge. You set that timeline and go hard. That's great. Yep, so same goal as a rapper. The last thing I want to talk about for this podcast, for this episode, is what you can do to be the best. So This is a great one. This is good. What you want to do to be the best for yourself and for what you want to do as a rapper. And the things that you're going to be doing to achieve that, because like everything, like how you're investing your time, the things and activities that you're doing, what you're doing, how long you're doing them for, these all add up to you achieving the best that you can be as a rapper. So make it a priority to not waste time, to just not waste time at all in general. And, you know, make it a priority to put that time into the right things that will help you make moves, help you make progress. And yeah, because if you don't put time into the wrong things, you're not going to get anywhere, and that's not good. So that's a good lesson, good learning thing. So yeah, do that. Yeah, make sure you do the right things as well, the right things that help that one. And like as a rapper as well, you do things that are aligned with rap. You do things that are in align with hip hop. So that's like going out and doing like performing, recording music, recording and releasing music. You know, doing open mics, doing like, you know, rapping, all things that are in line with rap and hip hop. You're doing them, you know, of course, you're doing them. And that doing all of that stuff constantly and consistently, that will help you to become the best that you can be as a rapper. So yeah. Yeah. So the best that you can be. So, you know, you got the time, the things, the time that you're investing in things, you got the things that you're doing to get to where you want to be. And, you know, and that really helps as well. That really helps with the people you're around, the people that you have around you, how you are to yourself. So like, as we've spoken about previously, how you talk to yourself and what you think as yourself. And then the people around you, you want to be around supportive people, people who back you up and want you to achieve your dream, your goal. So that's important. You want to be around people like that. So make sure that you are. And it really helps as well, because when you got someone to tell things to, and you got someone to let you know your results or whatever, and you can share it, you can share that success and excitement together. That's really good. And then having someone else support, praise and back you up, that is great. So get people like that. Be grateful for them, appreciate them, because they're a part of. When you have people like that, they're a part of this as well. So that's you and the people that are with you when you come up, when you grow, like you built your name. Yeah, it's you and it's them. Know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, all right. I think we've spoken about a lot of great things. So. This is episode one for the So You Want to Rap Hard podcast. I want to thank you for listening. And this is the mindset for rappers, as a rapper. Like, these are all important things. So, really digest this information, everything you've just learned, everything we talked about, discussed, just digest that, process that. And, as a rapper as well, really... Like, do all the things that we discussed. It's really great. You do them, you'll achieve success. So, simple as that. So, yeah, thank you for listening. Episode one. Everything that we talked about, everything, this podcast, I have a rap course available for to buy that you can get. I'll put a link somewhere. And, got the rap course. You can buy that. It's $297. So get that. It teaches you everything. Teaches you how to rap for beginners. Teaches you that gives you the basics. Teaches you how to rap fast. Teaches you how to rap with flow. Teaches you about technical and advanced rap. So we're going to be talking about that in later episodes. So teaches you how to rap in that style. Let you know more. So get that now. It's at brentontorrens.wixsite.com/so you want to rap, huh? Go there and buy it now. Thank you for listening. I'm Brenton Torrens, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Keep working, keep putting that work in, and yeah, peace out. Cheers.